26 and West Hartford Schools are saluting the class of 2017 of military inductees. And this is going to be a recognition ceremony Tuesday, March 30th, American Legion Post 96 from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. In West Hartford.
May 30th.
Where's it going to be?
West Hartford. May 30th. Yeah.
May 30th. You're going to meet Jeffrey Cole. Jeffrey, now you know his daughter Melissa. She is on Channel 3. She does the weather. She helps Scott Haney and the rest of them out. Jeffrey, great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you again, Brad.
And also Paul Vecinas, who is also with the military inductee ceremony group. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you.
Now, tell me about the whole situation as far as this military inductee. How many times have you done this?
This is the second time that we have done it. We did it last year as the first time. We had 15 inductees last year, people that went into either the regular military service academies or National Guard Army Reserve, ROTC in college. We are having it again this year. We have 22 people.
22?
22 this year. The list is inside that I just gave you of all of the people that are going to be honored.
Wow.
There are a couple of graduates that are going to service academies. I think we've got a Coast Guard Academy and a Naval Academy, or maybe two Naval Academies. Now, these students come from the West Hartford community. They're the two public high schools, Northwest Catholic and Kingswood Oxford, that have representatives that are pursuing military upon their graduation.
You know, Jeffrey, the reason that I wanted you guys to come in here and Paul, is because of just what you said, the high schools. And I'm sure people listening don't realize that there are young men and women that want to go into the services, and this is how they do it. Now, how long? My God, I've got a big list here, and I can't mention all the names. But again, to have them, they're not only going into the Army, the academies, so on. How did you contact them, or how do they contact you and your organization?
Well, we tied in with Paul Vecinas and the Board of Education. And the people, the guidance counselors, the teachers, those people who assist the students on their post-graduation activities become aware of their military expectations or their colleges they're going to, their ROTC programs, and so forth. So we're fed that information. Paul and I work together with a committee of people and getting all of the people involved and finding out who's doing what, when, and where, and then we provide a program for them.
Paul, are you surprised at the number? I mean, as I look at the list, are you surprised at the number that want to go into the military?
I'm very proud of the number. When you consider that less than one half of 1% of the nation currently serves in active military service, for West Hartford, between our public and our privates, to have 22 young men and women that are willing to dedicate years of their life in service to the country, it's just an amazing thing to be very proud of.
Now, what schools do they come from in West Hartford?
So through the vision and the leadership of the American Legion, they reached out to me at the West Hartford Public Schools. They come to us from Conard High School and Hall High School, our two comprehensive public schools, but they didn't want to limit it to just that. They said, hey, we'd like to see if you can do outreach to the private school setting. So we have contacts with Northwest Catholic and with Kingswood Oxford. And through our school counseling department, we reach out to our counterparts there, and we extended this invitation. And we've had good participation from both the private schools and the public schools now 2 years running.
You know, and this is the reason that Dan and I wanted you folks on the program, because we knew just by talking to people, they were saying, what? What are you talking about, the schools, high schools, and academies with their kids going, you know, going into the service? I said, we're going to present it on the radio, and you'll hear it there. But were you surprised? You know, and I have to say, Jeffrey Cole, he is just, when he gets into something, he doesn't quit. And I think that's why Melissa is such a good weather person over at Channel 3 when she's on. But now you have how many did you say again, Paul?
22 this year, 15 last year. So it's a strong number. We're very proud of it. And again, that can be the active service components, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, all of the military academies, and then our National Guard and our Federal Reserve, as well as ROTC programs at colleges. So as you look down the list, we have just a great number of men and women
tremendous.
Going to a variety of the services, and we want to honor them, and we want to honor their families. And really, it's a testimony to the American Legion that partners with the schools. They come in and they work with us on Veterans Day. They work with our students. And this was something that they came to us with and asked us about, and we were just extremely excited to partner with them and to have the opportunity to support our families.
And you know why, Paul, that West Hartford has such an outstanding school system? You know, and I think of the Symphony Orchestra in West Hartford, and I think of how that started. Again, it was the high schools, it was those folks who wanted to go into music, and it's amazing. But this is unusual, because you don't think of, you know, you don't think of the schools that you just mentioned, the great schools in West Hartford, that you would get this kind of a response for military service.
Correct. In the town that I live in, they have a ceremony at the end of the year, and they have five or six, so putting 22 students, you know, forward who are making that commitment for service is genuinely, it's an accomplishment.
Now, is this something I would assume, Jeff and Paul, this is something that you're gonna continue. You say this is the second year that you have. Were you surprised, Paul, or Jeffrey? Were you surprised?
Initially, I was because, you know, we didn't see a lot of that going on within the town of West Hartford, although we have a major Armed Forces Center on South Quaker Lane in West Hartford where there are various units where I spent a good part of my military career as a reservist. But we didn't see a lot of young people coming up. And as you know, since there's no draft, it's all volunteer.
Oh, I know.
It's all volunteer.
Absolutely. Well, again, Tuesday, May 30th, American Legion Post 96. Where is that now?
That's at 45 Raymond Road in West Hartford, right at Blueback Square.
Right at Blueback Square. Okay, and this is going to be from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m.
That's correct. Now, it's not necessarily open to the public. It's the guests that are going to be there. Each student is going to have the ability to bring two guests, and the space is limited. So with the town council people, Board of Education people, and those of us in the American Legion sponsoring this whole thing, we've got quite a bit of the area taken up already.
Well,
it's not open to the public.
The thing is that it is something, I think, that is fabulous. When we heard about it, I said, gosh, we got to get them on the radio program, because This is so unusual, but I'm not surprised because I know you so well for so many years, Jeffrey, and the West Hartford school system. This is another big plus for them. So I thank you, Paul, for coming on
thank
our program.
Thank you very
today.
Much. Appreciate it.
Okay, my dear friends, it's coming up to 10 minutes now before the hour.